USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration has a new strategy to keep children in the classroom using increased COVID-19 testing. In the face of many school districts going virtual to avoid spreading the Omicron variant, the move will use a test-to-stay approach. Previously, unvaccinated students who had close contact with a peer who was COVID-19 positive were required to quarantine. The defense for Kim Potter, the ex-Minnesota police officer charged with manslaughter, rest. Potter claims she meant to use her taser on Dante Wright during a traffic stop earlier this year, but accidentally grabbed her gun and shot him instead when he resisted arrest. While testifying, Potter broke down on the stand.
I was very distraught. I just shot somebody. I've never done that.
USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing, if you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Schools are taking precautions over a TikTok violence threat.
The social media platform President Trump tried to ban from the United States is now responsible for school closures and heightened alerts across the United States. President Trump in the summer of 2020.
We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things. There are a couple of options. But a lot of things are happening, so we'll see what happens.
TikTokers are encouraging followers to make shooting and bomb threats against their schools today. TikTok is a monitored product of the communist Chinese government. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
77 are dead following powerful tornadoes in Kentucky. Governor Andy Beshear adding there's just one person missing. Beshear explaining Kentucky is going through a lot right now, but it isn't defeated or broken. President Biden visiting Kentucky on Wednesday and saying the feds will be there to help as long as needed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here
I am. Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients says those who are vaccinated will most likely not have their lives disrupted due to the Omicron variant. Zients saying those who are unvaccinated are creating a major risk to themselves, those around them, and potentially hospitals which are running out of beds. This as we continue to learn more details regarding the new Omicron coronavirus variant. This as we continue to learn more details regarding the new Omicron coronavirus variant. As far as if you should go about your life as normal if you've had both of your shots and been boosted, former CDC Director Robert Redfield tells Fox News.
Depends on the timing of that third shot. I do believe that it turns out that with the Omicron variant, if I was to take blood from someone that's vaccinated and test it against Delta and Omicron to see how well that blood can neutralize the virus, the blood that neutralizes the virus Delta, if you do it against Omicron, it's about 40 to 50 times less able to neutralize the virus, so that this virus is really able to get around our immunity as it wanes. And so, you know, before we were saying you needed to be boosted, to say at 6 months, it's not clear to me whether that's going to need to be sooner.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.